Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Evan Roberts. Tiki Barber. It's Evan and Tiki on WFAN, The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
They are not dead yet. And we are back from a sun-soaked Yankee Stadium.
Why'd you have to throw in the yet, dude?
Well, because I don't know how this is going to play out, and I think that's the beautiful thing about sports. All I know from last night at Yankee Stadium, being in the building, experiencing it, is that there is not a person alive, and we got a lot to get to, by the way. We'll get you set for Game 5. We'll talk about the ball snatchers from the right field corner last night. There is a lot to get to, and of course, we'll talk to you live from Yankee Stadium until 7:25. But we all need to be honest. In the building last night, when Freddie Freeman tucked one into the right field corner, when the Yankees got back-to-back walks in the bottom of the first inning, and failed to score, what else is new? When Anthony Volpe, who eventually became the hero, doesn't score from second on a 400-foot double, is there anybody who was in this building who thought the New York Yankees were going to win?
Forget being in the building. Any Yankee fan anywhere said, yep, that's a wrap. That's a good one. That was good. We'll see you next season. That's what it felt like.
How could you not, Tink?
Of course you could, because you couldn't. I mean, even Sterling, because I was listening to the radio. Sterling, like, oh, deep, it's long, it's gone. Freddie Freeman, he starts talking about the four consecutive home runs. Isn't it actually six if you go back to the last time he was in the World Series?
It is a new Major League record. He passed George Springer. He's hit a home run in six consecutive World Series games.
Exactly. So when you're listening to it on the radio, it's like, man, do I even want to listen to this anymore? Do I want to keep paying attention to this? You guys had to. Because you're sitting here probably feeling as despondent and dead as it was 2 days ago. But ultimately, it turned around. Thank goodness.
Well,
thank goodness that it was a bullpen game.
Look, that helped, and the Yankees had to take advantage of it. And look, I get it. The Dodgers didn't throw their best yesterday. That's not the Yankees' problem. Just like it wasn't their problem that the Royals and the Guardians weren't that good. You have to take advantage of what's in front of you. But what I saw last night, where I give this Yankee team a ton of credit, is last night wasn't easy. Last night was the same. The Yankees played a flawed-filled game. The Yankees failed with a lot of scoring opportunities, and they won anyway.
Yeah, they won anyways because Dave Roberts conceded down a run.
But it's more than that, bro.
I know it's not.
Because that's not fair.
Of course it's not. But it's the reality of what happened.
But you
could see it in Dave Roberts' face.
But
he was like, all right, I'm going to give this game away.
But you got to take advantage of it.
Of course you got to take advantage of it. And the problem with Dave Roberts, and this is my issue with him now, is that you gave the Yankees life. Yes, they were off to a running start because Anthony Volpe goes and it's a grand slam and they're up two runs and it feels like, oh, this is the Yankees' time. But they slowly started picking their way back into it, the Dodgers, until they just conceded. And the last thing you want to do.
I disagree with the word.
Hold on. The last thing you want to do with a team like the Yankees that are good, but have been dormant, is let them wake up. Right? If you're going to kill them, kill them.
Right.
Step on their throat. We talk about it all the time.
Yeah.
The Dodgers could have continued to try to do that. Instead, Dave Roberts said, you know what? I'm saving my bullpen because I don't want to exhaust it all before, and just in case I can't win this game. You got to win every game.
But he did that against the Mets in the
NLCS. I understand it. I'm just saying it's a flawed philosophy. Well, look, it can work against the Mets. It might not work against the Yankees, especially when Garrett Cole is the starting pitcher today.
You definitely gave the Yankees life. You definitely gave the Yankees more of an opportunity. But the Yankees had to do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the first inning against Ben Kasperius, they had 2-1 and 1 out, and they didn't score. It was more of the same.
Yep.
Like, I'm sitting here at Yankee Stadium, and believe it or not, I was moseying around for the first four innings. I was surrounded by douchey Dodger fans. I couldn't believe it.
There were a lot of them yesterday.
When Freddie tucked that home run into the right field seats, I saw a grown man cry. He started jumping up and down. He's like, I can't believe it! I can't believe it! I'm like, shut up. You can't believe it.
It's the first inning. You haven't won yet.
Well, and that's the thing. Like, first inning, Freddie hits a two-run home run. He's excited. Yankee fans are distraught. In the bottom of the first inning, after the ball snatcher incident with Gleyber Torres, and we'll get to that later on, Juan Soto walks. Aaron Judge puts together, to his credit, a really good at-bat drawing a walk. I know he's paid to hit the ball over the fence, but I'll never kill a guy for drawing a walk. And you're set up with Jazz Chisholm up instead of Giancarlo Stanton, which I thought was a mistake by Boone. And the Yankees failed. And so they're down 2-0 in the second inning, and it really felt more of the same. And I thought in the bottom of the second inning, when Volpe made the horrible base-running decision on the Austin Wells double, my thought was, oh, my God. Like, this is really how it's going to end.
Yeah.
The Yankees are going to Yankee all the way to the finish line.
No, you can't say that. The Yankees aren't Yankeeing. What are you talking about?
No, no. At that point, I thought
you
that.
Could say being great.
But you know what I mean from 2022.
Say the Yankees were jetting.
I'm not going to do that.
No, Tiki. The Yankees did Yankee last night when Volpe hit the grand
slam.
Thank
you. That's Yankeeing. Listen, Yankeeing is not Sean, crap in the bed.
Sean, you can give me, and you too, Tiki, you can give me the fake optimism. In the second inning, you thought they were Yankeeing.
I thought they were jetting.
No,
I didn't think they were Yankeeing.
You thought this was 2022 all over
again. Later on, when Volpe goes yard, he was Yankeeing.
Well, hold on. Let's get there. Because that's the play and that's the moment that definitely changed everything. Because in the third inning, after Volpe makes the bad base running decision, and I know he scored anyway, but here's why that could have been worse. Austin Wells could have ended up on third base. If he ends up on third base, there's a chance they end up tying that game when Verdugo grounds out in the second inning. So instead of it being 2-2, it's a 2-1 game. But in that third inning, after the hit batsman of Judge, after the Chisholm base hit off the wall, after the walk by Giancarlo, Anthony Rizzo hits that little crappy pop up to shortstop. And again, you know, you guys can be fake tough guys now. Oh, we won. We Yankeed. We're the best. Did you honestly think in the third inning, down 2-1, after a boneheaded base running decision, after leaving guys on base, after world champion Anthony Rizzo popped up the shortstop, did you really still have that confidence that the moment was coming for
the
this
fact
game?
That it was 2-1 and not 2-0? I actually felt confident.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't feel like, oh, this is going to be impossible, mainly because it was a bullpen game. You knew eventually there was going to be Dave Roberts was going to put somebody on the mound that the Yankees were going to hit. Mm. You just knew eventually. Now, if it was a starter, if it was Walker Buehler who was just lucking his way through the bad decisions by the Yankees and then ultimately gets hot, then I would have been worried. But, you know, in a bullpen game, you've manufactured a run despite being terrible in the first couple of innings. I actually felt pretty confident. I mean, I thought it was going to be ugly instead of the blowout that it became, but I was actually pretty confident that they were going to win that game after they figured out how to score a run.
I thought Volpe was going to double, so I guess I was negative. I didn't think there was going to be a grand slam. I turned to Chris McMonagle, who was sitting next to me. You know, thank you, Evan Roberts, taking care of me and Chris McMonagle yesterday. Great seats down there. I said, he's getting a hit. He's going to double here. I didn't expect the grand slam, which was awesome. Mm-hmm. Beer drenched down my back. But from that point forward, here's why I also wasn't still fully confident. I didn't expect Luis Gil to have balls the next four innings either, which is another part of this that you know, he danced a couple out of jams. I thought Luis Gil, and I know he, you know, got taken out in the fifth after the Will Smith home run, but I thought Luis Gil surviving after that Freeman homer was really the key to why the Yankees survived last night.
Yeah, I think Luis Gil giving them another inning and a half basically was very, very important. I thought when the Dodgers creeped back in the fifth inning, and remember how they creeped back. They creeped back on a Will Smith cheapy home run.
Correct.
And then Gleyber Torres makes, I think, a bad defensive play when he kind of lollipopped that throw to Volpe on the Freddie Freeman double play ball, which gave the Dodgers an extra run. When the Dodgers are down by a run, And look, I'm IBOing this. My kind of belief was more 50-50 at that point because they did break through with the big hit. They did have the big moment by Anthony Volpe, and he deserves all the credit. But then in the bottom of the fifth inning, right after the Dodgers made it a one-run game, the Dodgers are gifting the Yankees base runners when Tommy Edman makes that error and then Jazz Chisholm draws a walk. And again, they had two on and nobody out. And so what's so funny about last night, and you should take this as a positive more than anything, is that they made a lot of mistakes.
Yeah.
They did a lot of the things that got them down 3-0. You have two on and nobody out with Stanton, with Rizzo, and Volpe coming up, and you get nothing. And to me, it felt like more missed opportunities by the Yankees. To their credit, their bullpen, specifically Clay Holmes, Mark Leiter, stunningly enough, and I hated that move, by the way, but it worked out. Mark Leiter facing Shohei Ohtani, tying run at the plate. Who the hell felt good about that? Did anybody feel good about that?
No, not at all. But you know what?
It worked out better than game one, Shohei.
Yeah, you're right.
It did. It worked. And Luke Weaver did an amazing job. And so the Yankees, to their credit, were able to overcome the fact that, in my opinion, they played a very flawed game four. They made a lot of the same mistakes they've made all year long. They struggled to get the big hit. They had a defensive miscue because, again, I think that Glaber play on the Freddie Freeman double play was huge. They had a base running mistake by Jazz Chisholm. Like, they played a very flawed game and won anyway. And they have life now going into game five. So I rip them, but I give them a lot of credit that despite all those mistakes, they were able to win the game anyway.
They still scored 11 runs despite all those mistakes.
Yes.
And you could blame the Dodger bullpen and whatever. Dave
Tiki's
Roberts.
Done that, not me.
I get all of that. What the Yankees have now today is life.
Yes.
And what they have is hope. And I could tell you as a Yankee fan who was in this building last night and driving in today with the sun shining down, it feels like a mid-June
day. I mean, it's
day.
Like 80 degrees in there, it feels like.
What I have discovered down 3-0 and getting that taste is something that very few fan bases get, and I've turned the 3-0 deficit into a positive watching the Yankees survive.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This feels freeing, this feels great, and I smell blood in the water with a banged up Ohtani, a Freeman on an ankle, and your ace going tonight, and suddenly a bottom of the order where Austin Wells has to feel good, Anthony Volpe feels good, even Alex Verdugo feels good. This feels like promise.
Yeah, I love what Austin Wells said, too. That was, I mean, I don't know why that mentality just wasn't there earlier. Just don't be so tight.
Yeah.
Screw it.
Screw it.
We're down 3-0.
That should be the slogan of this
Seriously,
team now.
Screw it. What do we have to lose? Nothing. But guess what? Just despite winning last night, you still have nothing to lose.
You win tonight, pressure starts to shift.
That's exactly right.
Now, as far as what the Dodgers did last night, the Dodgers did what they've been doing this entire postseason, which is make decisions for the long haul of the series as opposed to the game. But I will tell you where, Tiki, I kind of agree with you. Aaron Boone did something that I loved. I'm going to give him a compliment. And I've been screaming about this on the radio for many, many years, and I feel like I won the argument because managers are now doing it. If I have a top reliever, if I have a reliever that we all agree, you want to call him a closer, call him a closer. I call him the best reliever in my bullpen. I like to use that guy, not just in the eighth inning, not just in the ninth inning, but when it matters the most.
Right.
So Aaron,
just like what you said with Luke Weaver to Susan, when
yes.
you ask if what happened if Heel got in trouble in the, say, third inning.
Yes.
Bring in Luke Weaver.
Yes. Absolutely. And that's what he did in the seventh inning.
Yes.
He went to Luke Weaver to get Mookie Betts. I probably would have done that sooner. Unfortunately, because of when he made the move to go to Leiter, he didn't have that possibility because of three-batter minimum. So I would have managed that inning a little bit differently. But I wanted Luke Weaver to face Ohtani and Betts. He faces Betts. He strikes him out. He pitches a brilliant eighth inning. At that point, with a two-run lead, and I'm saying this to Renee, who produces Spanish radio and does a brilliant job, Luke Weaver's got to stay in the game. Luke Weaver's got to finish the job.
Yep.
The mistake that Dave Roberts may have made, and it's not our problem, because who cares about the L.A. Dodgers, was in that bottom of the eighth inning, forget about managing to win the game, managed to force Boone to keep Luke Weaver in the game.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Because that can compromise Weaver
in
game five.
That's what I mean by not managing his bullpen correctly, or the bullpen use correctly. He allowed the Yankees to just run it up. It got out of control in the eighth, and then all of a sudden, Luke Weaver can sit down, right?
Yes.
Luke Weaver, who pitched 21 pitches, is available tonight.
Yes.
And so it just it creates an advantage that you don't want to give to the sleeping lion over here. At least they're awake a little bit now, the Yankees. But you know what I'm talking about. They were dead. And you had a chance to, even though they were fighting back to life, to put them back to sleep, and you didn't.
Well, I think that the Dodgers had to be judicious about which relievers they were using. Mm-hmm. I mean, think about it. They used Ben Kasparius and Daniel Hudson and Landon Knack to keep them in a game. Has most people even heard of most of these guys? So I think that there was always a strategy of, I'm going to use the kind of the, not the back end of my bullpen, basically the front end of my bullpen, the guys that aren't high leverage guys to try to keep me in the game. But I think the big swing, like you said, was he didn't have to keep Weaver in the game for the ninth inning.
No.
Because while Aaron Boone can't care about tomorrow, he can only care about one game. He needed to survive, which is why I would have pitched Cole on short rest. But hey, he survived it. We can all move on.
And he gets Cole today.
I think Weaver getting to be taken out and not pitch the ninth inning was a very, very important moment in this game. But where the Yankees deserve a lot of credit, and Sean probably doesn't even remember, because he said a lot of stuff. You're on the air for 5.5 hours, you forget a lot of crap. But I thought about it last night.
Oh.
Sean started bringing up something that's very uncomfortable for us to talk about, but I'm sorry, we have to talk about it, and that's 2004. Oh. And I know that's a very weird spot for Yankee fans because it's your worst moment as a fan. But right now, that's a guiding light. And Sean brought up Game 4, Yankees-Red Sox, and he brought up something that he probably already forgot. He brought up how the Yankees, leading in that series, actually went up 2-0.
Yep.
And they went up 2-0 on a two-run home run by one of their superstars. In the Yankees' case, it was A-Rod.
Yep.
In the Dodgers' case, it was Freddie Freeman. Yesterday, I asked everybody, is there anything about this Yankee team that makes you think they're the 2004 Red Sox? And it's easy to say no, until something happens. Until something occurs that makes you say, wait a second. The Yankees were losing 2-0 before you could sit comfortably. And they failed in the first inning. And they failed in the second inning. And they still responded. Last night, the Yankees gave you a little bit, like a crumb of the 2004 Red Sox.
Yeah.
They gave you a little snippet of what it takes to make Major League Baseball history. And that's the thing, that despite all their flaws last night, despite maybe not being confident throughout the game, has to give you hope on this Wednesday afternoon. They gave you a couple of kernels from the 0-4 Red Sox.
Well, I hope that they take the attitude that they had last night that we heard from Austin Wells. And it's kind of like Susan said when she was on, don't let us win one game.
Yep.
Right? Because that's when we come after you. That's when we start believing again. And you have to.
And that's what the clubhouse was saying last night, too.
Absolutely.
How can you not?
Especially with Gerrit Cole taking the mound today. I mean, not to say it's an automatic, but he's your ace, and he's paid to be an ace. He's got his regular rest because he didn't pitch on short rest. Go be an ace today. And so if you win game five at home, this place gets electric again. You go on the road, and Friday it turns into, all right, we just got to win two games.
Yep.
It's not
one game. One game. You're playing for one game, then you play for one game.
True. True, but you know what I mean. Like, if you go, if you get back to L.A., if you're the Yankees and you get back to L.A., all it is two games.
That's it. Think about it simply. Right now, it's only three games. I said to you yesterday, it's just a four-game winning streak. They happen. The Yankees had nine of them over the course of the season. Is it really that difficult to win four in a row?
Especially not when Netflix shoved the documentary down our throat last week.
But keep this in mind, Yankee fans. And I know sometimes with history, Tiki, it's like, it's interesting, but what does it mean? Here's something you should know as you drive to Yankee Stadium tonight or as you get ready to watch tonight's game. More times than not, when you're down 3-0, you're done. And I don't mean in the series. I mean in game four. You're done. In the history of the World Series, only two teams have even forced a game five. If the Yankees win tonight, a game they're favored to win, a game with their ace on the mound, understand the New York Yankees will be the first team ever in the World Series to force a sixth game after being down 3-0. And if you want to include the LCSs, only four times in the history of baseball has a team been down 3-0 and even forced a game six. It happened twice in the late 90s. The Atlanta Braves did it. My Mets did it.
Yeah.
We obviously know about the Yankees blowing it in 04 and the Astros forcing it in 2020.
And that's it. That's 41. This was the 41st time, correct?
Yes, 41st time.
41st time that a team has been down 3-0. That's LCS and World Series.
That's all of them.
Right.
Only four times has a team even gotten to a sixth game. And if the Yankees win tonight, they're the only ones in World Series play to force a game six. So it matters that they didn't get swept. Like, they actually sort of defied baseball logic by not getting swept. And when you factor in being down 2-0, and you factor in the ball snatchers, and you factor in Volpe's base running, and you factor in the lack of a big hit to Volpe's grand slam. When you factor all of that in, I think it makes it even more amazing.
I am so giddy, and there was a loud chant in the Grand Hall as I walked out last night.
What was it?
Dave Roberts.
Oh, really?
Dave Roberts.
Really?
Yankee fans smell it. Dave Roberts ruined our lives 20 years ago, and we're ruining his this week.
Well, I texted my cousin last night because he's getting killed by everybody. And I said, Cousin Dave, I wouldn't have done that. We'll get to your calls next, 888-808-1019. As far as the ball snatchers in right field, we've got a lot to say about that, and we'll address it real soon. But there was a moment late in last night's game, kind of a small moment, that could change everything about this World Series. We'll address what it is, and we will be here live from Yankee Stadium throughout the day as we take you right up until 7:25.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.